Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Pastor Lori. Let's just stay in attitude of worship. Worship team, thank you so much. Parker, unbelievable. Thank you so much for... I felt God's spirit when he was playing. I really did, honestly. You know, if you read the Old Testament, you see over and over again a theme that weaves throughout is really obedience. Throughout the entire Old Testament, it's about obedience. Or lack thereof, disobedience. And as I was thinking about this afternoon and tonight here, I wanted to kind of focus on obedience, where we can say yes to God and his call upon our lives. Kind of really the continuation of what happened this morning. Once we've established that new identity, now we can move in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and walk in that true call of God upon our lives. And we'll talk about that here in a moment. We're going to take a break here with another worship song, and then we're going to do a little commissioning here in a moment after that. But I thought about a few of the greatest in the Bible. Number one, the greatest commandment. Number two, the Great Commission. And then number one, I just made up, called the Great Memorial. It's a little story in the Old Testament I want to read you. But the greatest commandment goes like this, and one of them, it's in Matthew 22. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. So we see a lawyer ask this question. Where's Joppy? Is he here? He's trained to be a lawyer, right? So this is a lawyer. So someone very intelligent who was astute with the law. These were Old Testament scholars and true authorities in Scripture. And he asked this question. So the question the lawyer asked was one that was not really needing an answer, but one that was intended to trap Jesus. How many know the Pharisees and Sadducees would always try to trap Jesus in a question and his answer? But the answer that Jesus gives is the quoting of Scripture found in Deuteronomy 6. It says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." So the answer Jesus gave had a second response, and we see it in Leviticus 19:18, "But you shall love your neighbor as yourself, I am the Lord." Loving your neighbor as yourself. How many of you know it's hard to love your neighbor sometimes? It's hard to love those next door. It's hard to love those in your circle. And the entire summary of God's word is rooted in these two laws. Now, what I love that Jesus is doing here, he was giving his answer to the group of scholars whose job was to summarize the law. Now, if you do any Old Testament study, you know that the law was made up of 613 commandments. How many don't remember what you had for lunch? Right? And so it'd be hard to recall 613 commandments that are found in the Old Testament. That was their job, to try to summarize these 613. But Jesus summarized everything, all 613 Old Testament commandments, into these two principles that Jesus Christ wants from us. You know, there's an interesting word I found at the end of our text. Now, the version I just read you says, on these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Now, one translation has the word depend, and then I found another translation recently. The other says it like this in Matthew 22:40, a different translation. Instead of depend, on this depends, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. I've read that version many times, but didn't come to light here until the last few months. And so Jesus finishes answer by saying, upon these two commandments hang all the laws. So everything, you know, you hear that saying, you can hang your hat on that, right? So on these two commandments, Jesus is saying, you can hang your hat on these two commandments for all the laws and the prophets. Now begin to think about the picture this is painting for us. We understand the word hang in the context of Jesus. You see, Jesus is giving us the greatest principle of his commandment with the visual of a cross. Do we have a cross in here? Is it covered up maybe? But just picture a cross right now. Just picture a cross. Jesus is giving us this greatest principle of his commandment with this one word. All of this hangs on the gospel with the visual of the cross. So picture this. Love the Lord your God is the vertical relationship of the cross. It's us and God, that vertical relationship. And how many know when we worship, there's something that happens when spirit touches spirit. And then we see the horizontal relationship. Love your neighbor as yourself. The vertical is from here to heaven. We had those moments here a few minutes ago, and we're going to have more moments before we leave, where that from earth touching heaven, and that is our vertical worship. And then we have those horizontal relationships, the people we have to live with each and every day. And that sums up the gospel. Upon these two commandments hang all the law. So that's the greatest commandment. Second, the Great Commission. Matthew 28:20 says this, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.'" A few people, about 14, are going to get baptized here in a moment. That's one of the most exciting things in the life of a believer. And you know what? When those people get baptized, we need to bring the house down. How about that, huh? If you have cymbals with you, if you have tambourine, anyone have a tambourine? If you have a tambourine with you, we need to go off. Because you know what? All of heaven is going to rejoice. Because this is part of that great commission. Here it is. "And then when they saw him, they worshiped in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age." So the greatest commandment, the Great Commission, and now the Great Memorial. I love this. This paints a picture out of Joshua chapter 4. It says, when the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, so they were crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up the 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan from right here where the priest stood and carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder." So that's not a little pebble, right? That's a stone on your shoulder, according to the number of tribes of Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, "What do these stones mean?" tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. So the Israelites did as Joshua commanded them. They took the 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, as the Lord had told Joshua, and they carried them over with them to their camp where they put them down. And Joshua set up the 12 stones that had been in the middle of the Jordan, the spot where the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant had stood. And here it is. This is one of the most powerful verses in this passage. "And they are there to this day as a memorial." We talked about those Peniel moments this morning, those moments that we name. This is where God showed up. This is what God did. And that was the same thing here. Set these stones. They are there to this day. So here's the rundown. They crossed the Jordan. They set up a lasting memorial to that event. 12 men, one from each tribe of Israel, gathered these 12 stones as a reminder of what God did. At the same time, to provoke future generations to question the meaning of that memorial, that children would one day ask, "What do these stones mean?" And the answer, when they did, their parents were to say this: "Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground, for the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you crossed over." And that memorial, hear this, that memorial became a marker that led to a moment that launched momentum. So the reminder that those are there to this day. As the band comes back, the call of God is a memorial marker that leads to a moment that will lead to momentum if we will yield to the Master. I want to say a quick prayer, then we're going to go into a song, and then we're going to come back with the commission here in a moment. Heavenly Father, may we focus on the greatest commandment, love the Lord our God with all our hearts, that vertical relationship. All the gospel hangs on these two things. And love our neighbor as ourself, the horizontal relationships that we have here upon earth. May we be reminded, Lord, of the Great Commission, that we are called to go and make disciples. Lord, we celebrate in advance the 14 who are saying yes to being baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And God, we also celebrate those great memorial moments in our lives, the moments, God, those Peniel moments where you showed up and did something profound. May a moment happen tonight. May they be a moment, God, that we go home and write 5:22:22 on a rock. And we say, Lord, that was the night that you showed up. That was the night that you called me. That was the night that you did something significant in my life. That was the night that you forever changed the trajectory of Harvest VA, Lord, for your honor and for your glory. May that happen tonight. In Jesus' name, as we move into this place, Lord, of fullness in you, we worship you, Jesus, the God of spirit and in truth. And all God's people said, amen.